Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Ask Me Anything.
Ask me a question.
With Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
Alrighty, AMA, we do it every single Wednesday at this time. You ask, or some ask at least, someone asks, we answer. We love this segment. Sports or otherwise, let's hit it. James Seltzer, AMA today brought to us by Dell Technologies. James Seltzer, what do people want to know?
All right, Joe, good one. I've often wondered this myself. Billy Bohannon on Facebook wants to know, Joe, how exactly do you rock a call?
Oh,
classic. Let's rock the calls, Joe.
Yeah, it's a phraseology. I mean, can you actually rock a call? I guess if you're talking to The Rock or if you're talking to Rock from the TV show, is that show called Rock? That guy that was also in the football movie, the Notre Dame movie, whatever his name
Rudy?
Is.
Yeah, Sean Rudy. Astin?
No, the other guy, Rock. Remember Rock, the TV show?
No.
You remember the janitor and Rudy? That was giving him the talk?
I do remember that.
Yeah, that. I don't remember the TV show, Rock.
Well, he played the character Rock. You guys are terrible. How do you rock a call?
I don't think that was
a show.
You really don't rock a call. I say it. It's probably silly. I'll probably continue to say it. We'll rock your calls.
Okay.
215-592-9490.
Dodging the question.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I guess you can't rock a call.
You're the one who says it. Well, he's calling you out.
Well done by him.
All right. Benjamin Isaac Brandenberger wants to know, if you could hire one person to help you with one chore or aspect of your life, what would it be? For example, hire someone to clean, to cook, yard work, etc. One thing, who are you hiring?
Richie, what do you got here?
Jeez. I mean, Martha Stewart seems pretty obvious.
I think the point is, what thing are you hiring for? Like, I'm hiring someone to clean my house. I'm hiring someone to take care of my car. Like, not an actual person.
Well, he's saying food. I mean, you're saying food, and if
I would love to have someone do the cooking for me.
It's a big aspect.
I do, yeah. I'm not a great cook. I use the air fryer a ton. And do a lot of reheating and that sort of thing. Having, like, real home-cooked stuff would be amazing.
Someone helping me to work out would be good for me. I mean, someone really, you know, in my ear, just giving me the business, screaming at me. But also, you know, I need some of that Doug Peterson. You got to love me up.
you know,
some Jeffrey Lurie. You got to open your heart. You can't just scream at me. I could use the personal trainer guy.
Did you run again?
No, but that was intentional. I wanted to wait, and I'm going to run today. So I will run the day.
10 minutes again? Or are you moving up a little?
I don't know. We'll say.
Okay. All
right. You should bump that up
a little bit.
Okay.
You're 15.
I'm not hiring you two knuckleheads.
You don't want to hire. You say you want to hire someone, but you don't actually want someone
I
to do that
because
you wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You're resistant.
All right, Richie. This one's for you. Jay Stucktano on Twitter asks, Richie, what made you want to go into politics?
Wow. I wanted to help my community. A seated senator in the 31st district was retiring, and she endorsed me, and I wanted to change the landscape. Everything's so polarized, too far right and too far left, and I'm somewhere in the middle, and I felt like that's what our forefathers intended. I learned that that's not what wins. You need to be polarized to win in a primary, and I was pretty jaded by the process, but it's not something that I will forever eschew moving forward. I think maybe down the line when I'm old.
Ooh,
Look at you.
We have a DeCamera versus Richie 2044 presidential battle coming up.
Come on now. Don't make me laugh. I will say this, Johnny. You know, I rip on you from time to time because you did lose, but I do that in jest. I really do respect the fact that you climbed in the arena to give it a shot and try to make a difference.
The man in the arena.
That's right. Teddy Roosevelt. That's correct. Yep. Seltzer, next question.
All right. This is a good question from Mike on Twitter. Asked, since the Hammer doesn't believe in atoms and science in general, I'd like to get his take on how companies and restaurants know how many calories are in foods and drinks.
I think it's bogus. I've always believed that.
Oh, come on.
I've always believed that.
They have to do it. You think they just lie?
I don't think they check. Like, you'll see a muffin. All right, let me give an example. Funny this question's asked because I've wondered this before. And I should put it in my theories and opinions. So you see a muffin, it'll say like the muffin has, and I don't know, but let's just say 135 calories. How do they know? They don't check that muffin. Now, I think what they do, I'm assuming, is it's an approximation, an average, based on what other muffins of its like are tested as.
No.
I guess. How do they know that muffin?
It's very scientific. A kilocalorie is what it's like.
I got
what
it's,
raises
it's,
the temperature
he's
of
exactly
water.
Exactly right. He's
what?
It's
one
it's,
degree.
So there's a tool that they
one
use.
1 liter of water,
science,
1 degree.
Scientists place the food in a sealed container surrounded by water and heat until the food is completely burned off. Scientists then record the rise in water temperature to determine the number of calories in the product.
Yeah, you're missing my point. That muffin at the store locally, they don't do that with every single muffin. That's my point. So they can't.
Of course, it's not going to be the exact down to the one calorie.
That's my point.
Wow.
Go ahead. Next question.
So you didn't answer the question, really.
No, like, the question is, how do you know?
But the point is, there is science that you can at least get. And if they did specific food, they can. Like canned foods or whatever that are the same exact thing. They can get the exact
number.
It's
not for the same exact thing.
Of course it is. If it's a process.
If you have a canned food that's got some meat and some carrots and some peas, they don't give you the same number of peas in every can. They don't. It changes.
Right. Yeah. But it's close.
It's very close. I agree. It's close.
Yeah.
It's an approximation.
But they can still scientifically calculate a number right there.
That's fine. And as I said from the beginning, it's an approximation.
It's crazy how it's calculated.
Give me one more.
Yeah, you are the worst. How nervous are you for Beat the Hammer on Friday? That's a question that was asked by multiple people. Because you should be nervous because Colin's coming for you.
Come on, man. That's nuts. I got nothing on that. And with that,
I'm so excited for this.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I am a little nervous. I will admit, a little nervous. And with that, we shut it down.
Ask Me Anything with Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
I mean, how do you really know how many calories are in that muffin? Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
I see what you're saying. You know how many calories are in that muffin's twin.
Correct. Yes.
But you were talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calories, like a very minuscule amount of calories.
I mean, I'm just saying it's long been it's funny that question was asked because I've always thought that. Let's go to Enzo in Westchester. What's up, Enzo?
What's up, Joey D?
It's all good, man.
Richie, how you doing today, brother?
Good.
I'm torn on Sirianni today. I want to talk Eagles and then Flyers.
Go for it.
I'm on both sides today of your guys' argument. I'm torn, but I think we're judging too much.
Torn. Yeah, are you Alanis Morissette torn or just Enzo torn?
The problem is
Alanis Morissette.
Oh no, what did I say?
We have nothing.
Yeah, Natalie Imbruglia.
Is that your song?
Wrong singer. My fault. Go ahead.
We have so little to go on. Like, there's very little to judge Sirianni on, other than the awful press conference. And so it's a little bit unfair right now, but that's all we got. And, you know, to Joe's point, there's nothing really going on right now. They could make an effort to get him out there a little bit and reduce some of the damage, some of the PR damage that he's done.
Yeah,
I think they're worried that he would do more.
I think they're more worried that he'd have to answer questions about Hurts versus the 6th pick.
Which I agree with that,
but they can't trust him.
Well,
they know that they can't trust this guy to talk.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's that, John, or maybe it's just that at this time of the year, a head coach in pro football almost never talks.
Look, I'm just saying we don't know, and I think we're judging too much. I think the mindset of the city town is judging too judgmental. That's all I'm saying.
I agree with you, Enzo. I mean, that's been my point. I mean, let's not act like that press conference is going to define his whole existence.
Right. He made a mistake, dude. He's human. I mean, he was unprepared.
Yeah, he was. He made multiple mistakes. But, yeah, it all falls under that umbrella. And so on the Flyers.
It can only get better.
What do you got on the Flyers?
It can only get better. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Hart. I'm worried, brother. I'm worried about Hart. I really am.
It's starting to become – I pushed it aside for weeks this season. John's brought it up four or five times on the show, and I've always kind of swatted it aside. I think it is – it now bears more examination.
Well, it's interesting that when I find out that Brian Elliott's going to be our goalkeeper, against the Penguins, like, I feel a sense of relief. We have a better chance when he's in goal.
How awesome did it feel in the summer when he was awesome in goal? Yeah. And now listen to what Richie just said. We feel good when Elliott's coming in the goal. It's just, I'm worried.
Yeah, no, you got some cause to be worried. It's fair. Give me who had the best year, Enzo, the person in the year.
I got to go with Tiger Woods, 2006.
Now, was
a phenomenal year.
Now, was that the Tiger Slam or one of those years where he just rampaged everyone? Anyway, Tiger Slam was earlier, I think, right?
Tiger Slam was – I don't know when Tiger Slam was.
I think it was 2000. Enzo, appreciate it. We'd have to look it up. I don't think it was 06.
01.
Yeah. And Tiger Slam, by the way, was over 2 years. That's why it was called the Tiger Slam.
So it might have been 2000 and 2001 was probably when he finished it.
Probably,
is my guess.
Yeah. I mean, there were some years in there where Tiger just, I mean, throttled people. I mean, just won at a clip that was staggering. And, 06, I mean, that could be one of them. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, we will revisit some of the audio. Talking a lot today about Nick Sirianni. That introductory press conference. 3 pieces of audio that stood out to many people were Sirianni. It's like, dude, what are you doing here? We'll revisit that. We'll rock all the calls. See that? We'll rock all the calls on 94WI.
Get in on the action right now and bet online with a name you trust. My Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. The only sportsbook based right here where we live in the Delaware Valley. So the Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you home field advantage and so many different ways to bet. You can bet more than just teams and scores. Bet on player performances and halftime scores. Who scores first? League MVPs, division champs, bet props, parlays, teasers, and more. And with Parks, you enjoy easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only. Sign up now and get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app right now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Check out pro basketball tonight. Philadelphia's a 3-point home underdog hosting Utah. And I really like our chances at full strength. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions. And bet with the home team. Pennsylvania's home team sports betting app, Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.